April 1st, 1905. Call for Colored Laborers, Ellen G. White. Most decided efforts should be made to educate and train colored men and women to labor as missionaries in the southern states. Christian colored students should be preparing to give the truth to their own race. Those who make the fear of the Lord the beginning of their wisdom and give heed to the counsel of men of experience can be a great blessing to the colored race by carrying to their own people the light of present truth. Every worker laboring in humility and in harmony with his brethren will be a channel of light to many who are now in the darkness of ignorance and superstition. Instead of wondering whether they are not fitted to labor for white people, let our colored brethren and sisters devote themselves to missionary work among the colored people. There is an abundance of room for intelligent colored men and women to labor for their own people. Much work remains to be done in the southern field. Special efforts are to be made in the large cities. In each of these cities, there are thousands of colored people to whom the last warning message of mercy must be given. Let the missionary spirit be awakened in the hearts of our colored church members. Let earnest work be done for those who know not the truth. To every colored brother and sister, I would say, look at the situation as it is. Ask yourself, in view of the opportunities and advantages granted me, how much do I owe to my Lord? How can I best glorify Him and promote the interests of my people in the southern states? How can I use to the best advantage the knowledge God has been pleased to give me? Should I not open my Bible and teach the truth to my people? Are there not thousands perishing for lack of knowledge whom I can help if I submit myself to God so that He can use me as His instrument? Have I not a work to do for my oppressed, discouraged fellows? The southern field is suffering for workers. Will you pass by your people on the other side? Or will you, with a humble heart, work to save the perishing? There is work you can do if you will humble yourself before God. Trusting in Him, you will find peace and comfort. But following your own way and your own will, you will find thorns and thistles, and you will lose the reward. Time is short, and what you do must be done quickly. Resolve to redeem the time. Seek not your own pleasure. Rouse yourself. Take hold of the work with a new purpose of heart. The Lord will open the way before you. Make every possible effort to work in Christ's lines in meekness and lowliness, relying upon Him for strength. Understand the work the Lord gives you to do, and, trusting in God, you will be enabled to go on from strength to strength, from grace to grace. You will be enabled to work diligently, perseveringly for your people while the day lasts. For the night cometh, in which no man shall work. There is the greatest need for all kinds of missionary work in the South. Without delay, workers must be prepared for this field. Our people should now be raising a fund for the education of men and women in the southern states who, being accustomed to the climate, can work there without endangering the life. Promising young men and young women should be educated to become teachers. They should have the very best advantages. Schoolhouses and meeting houses should be built in different places and teachers employed. In the small schools established, let colored teachers work for the colored people under the supervision of well-qualified men who have the spirit of mercy and love. The white and the black teachers should unite in council. Then the white teachers are to work for the white people, and the colored teachers for the colored people. Those who for years have been working to help the colored people are best fitted to give counsel in regard to the opening of such schools. So far as possible, these schools should be established outside the cities. But in the cities, there are many children who could not attend schools away from the cities, and for the benefit of these, schools should be started in the cities as well as in the country. The children and youth in these schools are to be taught something more than merely how to read. Industrial lines of work are to be carried forward. The students are to be provided with facilities for learning trades that will enable them to support themselves. This work will require talent, wisdom, experience, and, above everything else, the grace of God. The colored youth will be far more difficult to manage than the white youth because they have not been taught from their childhood to make the best use of their time. There are many of them that have had no opportunity to learn how to take care of themselves.
Our churches in the North, as well as in the South, should do what they can to help support the schoolwork for the colored children. The schools already established should be faithfully maintained. The establishment of new schools will require additional funds. Let all our brethren and sisters do their part wholeheartedly to place these schools on vantage ground. In addition to engaging in this line of schoolwork, our colored brethren may do a good work by establishing mission Sunday schools and Sabbath schools among their own people, schools in which the colored youth may be taught by teachers whose hearts are filled with love for souls. Opportunities are continually presenting themselves in the southern states, and many wise Christian colored men will be called to the work. But for several reasons, white men must be chosen as leaders. We are all members of one body, and are complete only in Christ Jesus, who will uplift his people from the low level to which sin has degraded them, and will place them where in the heavenly courts they shall be acknowledged as laborers together with God. There is work to be done in many hard places, and out of these hard places, bright laborers are to come. Let the work be managed so that colored laborers will be educated to work for their own race. There are colored people who have talent and ability. Let us search out these men and women and teach them how to engage in the work of saving souls. God will cooperate with them and give them the victory. The ear of the Lord is open to the cries of those who are in his service. He has promised, "I will guide thee with mine eye." Walk humbly with God and ask him to make your course of duty plain. When he speaks of his representatives and asks them to be laborers together with him, they will do the same kind of work that Jesus announced as his work when he stood up to read in the synagogue at Nazareth. He opened the book of the prophet Isaiah and read, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." The truth is now overcast in the world by the clouds of error that prevail on the right hand and on the left. He who can influence even the most lowly and can win them to Christ is cooperating with divine agencies in seeking to save that which is lost. In presenting to the sinner a personal, sin-pardoning Savior, we reach a hand of sympathy and Christ-like love to grasp the hand of one fallen, and, laying hold of the hand of Christ by faith, we form a link of union between the sinner and the Savior. The end is near, and every soul is now to walk carefully, humbly, meekly, with Christ Jesus. Our precious Savior, from whom all the rays of truth radiate to the world through his light-bearers, wants us to put not our trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help, but to lean wholly upon him. He says, "Without me, ye can do nothing." We need to look to Jesus constantly, in order that he may impress upon us his own lovely image. We are to behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Then we shall reveal Christ to our fellow men.